Israel now requires Palestinian villagers who live along the new security barrier in the occupied West Bank to obtain permits to enter and exit their own villages. The measure affects several thousand Palestinians who live between the barrier and the internationally recognized boundary separating Israel from the occupied territories. Israel has declared much of the zone closed, a step Palestinians fear is a part of an Israeli plan to annex their land. Israel says the suspicion is unfounded. NPR's Julie McCarthy visited the village of Ras Tire and has this report.
The midday call to prayer and the bi-weekly bullhorn announcing that a doctor's arrived for visits suggest that the rhythms of life continue normally in the hilltop village of Ras Tire. But the 400 Palestinians here say life is anything but normal, now that Israel's security barrier has separated them from the rest of the West Bank by putting them on the Israeli side of the security fence beside a large Jewish settlement. Rahime Mukati stands over her stove, preparing this night's iftar, the dinner that breaks daily Ramadan fast. As the traditional chicken dish, maklube, simmers away, this 41-year-old mother works up her own head of steam over the new Israeli-imposed restrictions. Every resident in Ras Tire over the age of 12 is now required to carry a new green permit to get in and out of their own village. Rahime says the month-old measure has ruined the holy season of Ramadan. Ramadan means being together, she says, families visiting. If I visit my family, I have to stay overnight because it's impossible to return home late, she says. The gates in the security fence are closed. The children are upset and don't eat. This year, we've seen none of our family, she says. As she fires off complaints in rapid succession, her seven children stand wide-eyed, listening. I pulled my children out of school on the Palestinian side, she says, because Israeli soldiers began searching their school bags, and adds, the children cannot even get to school if they arrive at the gate 5 minutes late. Rahime sits up late, boiling herbs to treat an asthmatic son, because she says it is difficult to reach a hospital behind Israel's security barrier at night. As for her husband, she says he spends most of his time sneaking in and out of the village to go to work in Israel, illegally.
It's a difficult, risky life for him. What can we do? We need to eat.
Entering Israel is prohibited, despite the fact these villagers now live on the Israeli side of the security barrier. The new permits only allow them to go to the Palestinian side of the barrier and back. Ras Tire village council chief Zaran Marahabe says villagers feel trapped, not part of Israel, no longer part of the West Bank. Our presence in our own village, he says, has become a gift bestowed by the Israeli civil administration. The bureaucracy that issues the permits says the system is designed to ease the life of Palestinians while safeguarding the lives of Israelis from attackers who may slip into Israel. Israeli civil administration spokeswoman Talia Samek, who prefers not to talk on tape, says the estimated 4,500 Palestinians affected can easily pass through gates in the security barrier to conduct life on the other side. Not so, say the villagers. And they are supported by a recent United Nations report that says the new permits increase hardship for residents of the closed zone by adding to already complex restrictions on movement in the area. Attorney Diana Boutu, with a Palestinian negotiating unit, says the new system is also sowing confusion.
People just don't know what the system is, and the rules are constantly changing. The intention is not simply to restrict people's movement, but it's to try to make life so difficult for these people that they eventually leave, that they end up going to the other side. And so by building the wall, where it is building the wall, Israel will have more and more Palestinian land and expand the existing settlements that are there.
The deepening suspicion that Israel is preparing to annex land that falls within its new closed zones that abut the security barrier alarms not just Palestinians. In a rare public rebuke, President Bush this past week warned Israel not to prejudice negotiations toward a two-state solution with a placement of walls and fences. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.